Chamberlain placed the regiment. They sat in the field, in the sun. There were questions about rations. Chamberlain thought, all those wagons down there. There ought to be something. He sent Rule Thomas out to scrounge. Brother Tom went off to find the hospital, to see how the boys were, to see how Buster Kilrain was getting along. Chamberlain smelled coffee, the lovely smell of cooking chicken. He tried to follow his nose, was interrupted by another odor. He climbed a stone fence knee-high, saw a shallow depression filled with dead horses, dragged there to get them off the crest, legs and guts and glaring teeth beginning to smell. Wind still luckily from the south. Chamberlain went back across the stone fence, looked up toward the crest. Couldn't see much from here. Could sure use some food. Felt incredibly lonesome. No one to talk to anymore. Sat by himself. The men around him were rigging shade, collapsing. Ellis Spear came up, sat down, said hello, fell asleep. The sun was too much. The men were moving with slow, drugged movements. Chamberlain thought, any minute now I will go to sleep. Dreamy, Lee. He smiled. Did not want to sleep. Food. Get some fuel. Mustn't sleep. A rider. Man stopped before him. Chamberlain squinted upward. Message from General Sykes. Would like the pleasure of Colonel Chamberlain's company. Chamberlain squinted. Where is he? The rider indicated the crest, trees at the far end. Chamberlain said, haven't got a horse, but I guess I can make that. He staggered to his feet. The rider, solicitous, hopped down, offered him the horse, led the animal by the bridle, making Chamberlain feel boyish and ridiculous. Chamberlain took the reins, woke Ellis Spear, told him to take over. Spear agreed blearily. The messenger led Chamberlain up the crest. Past a clump of trees to his left, the view opened. He could see a long way down across open fields to a road, a farmhouse, a long sweep of wheat rising up to green woods on the far ridge, at least a mile off. Lovely country. Heat shimmered on the road. Chamberlain thought, must be 90. Hope my next war is in Maine, where I will fight Dreamy Lee. Owe her a letter. Soon. Kids be playing now. Sitting down to lunch, eating. Cold, cold milk. Thick white bread. Cheese and cream. Oh. He rode up into the shade of the trees. Sitting there ahead was Hancock. Chamberlain perked up, straightened his uniform. He had seen Hancock only a few times, but the man was memorable. Picture book soldier. Tall and calm, handsome, magnetic, clean white shirt. Even here, white cuffs. Hat cocked forward, slightly jauntily, shading his eyes. He was sitting on a camp stool, gazing westward intently. He moved. His arm came up. He was eating a piece of chicken. He was surrounded by generals, some of them Chamberlain recognized. Gibbon, of Hancock's corps, the cold man with the icy reputation. He had three brothers with the South. How many out there today, across that silent field? There was Pleasanton, of the cavalry, and Newton, new commander of the First Corps. Chamberlain saw a vast pot of stewed chicken, a pot of hot tea, a disappearing loaf of battered bread, some pickles. His mouth opened, watered, gulped. The generals went on eating mercilessly.